Seien wir vor Galame und der Wart ist auch gut. Von Wanschok auf der Rübers, Tscha, wie Bas in der Wege, Tscha, wo die Kanam haben in Wischen, wie Bruno Mungam. Vandesi Krishna Chaitanya Nitananda Sohodito, Godadai Pushpavanto, Chitrosandotam. Mumahavadan Naya Krishna Prema Pradayati, Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorati Se. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopishagopetakantararabhantam. Tattva Kanchan Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanu Suti Devi Pranamah. Guru Vaishnava Guru Parampara ki jai, Shri Prabhupada Vedanta Narayan Maharaj ki jai, Shri Prabhupada Gaurava Narasimha Maharaj ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
So, we're very happy to have Shri Prabhupada Vedanta Narayan Maharaj here and all of his entourage, Parishads. It was said, we have heard by Thakur Bhaktivinoda that the stature of a Vaishnav can be judged by how many others he turns into Vaishnavs. And as we know, our Guru Maharaj, he had a very ambitious and far-reaching campaign, bringing many, many jiva souls within the fold of Vaishnavism. At the same time, our Guru Maharaj liked to say that if I can make one disciple, a pure devotee of Radha and Krishna, out of all of them, one, then my mission will be successful. So this is very important. Sometimes we are in dilemma because we want to know what is the goal of life. And if we are very fortunate, Eru Pramanda Kon Bhagavan Jit Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Ladu Beach. We find the real Guru and we get to Bhakti Ladu Beach. But oftentimes then we relax. Now I know what is the goal of life, so I will get on with my own life. But that is not sufficient. So we are fortunate that great persons like Shripad Bhaktivinoda Narayan Maharaj come to, as any preacher, to stir up that which in our case our Guru Maharaj has left with us, to help us focus on the goal. And although Thakur Bhaktivinoda did make this type of statement that we will know the Vaishnav by how many persons he turns into Vaishnavs, at the same time there is another criterion also. Because we have seen that in the preaching work sometimes some bluffing can be there. It is, after all, a very good philosophy, and if you know it theoretically, then you can bring some people within your fold to serve you. But we are not interested only in knowing theoretically. Shabde parechanishnatam brahmani upashamasraya. Both things. We should know the theory for preaching, and we should have real acquaintance with the ideal experientially. And if we have that, some of that, a little bit of that at least, in the very least, we will know that our strength for the propagation of this dharma, paro dharma, it comes from above. So we may measure the Vaishnav by how many others he turns into Vaishnavas, but because there may be some bluffing in this area, we have another criterion, and that is how much he regards the higher Vaishnav. If he has a real regard for the higher Vaishnav, then we will take that very seriously, because there it would be difficult to bluff. One time, some of my god brothers, they came to Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, at his mat, and some of us were there at his feet, hearing his katha. And they said to Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, we have no problem with you. You are Param Vaishnav. We have the highest respect for you, all regard for you. But these people, they are all using you. We've come to tell you. And Guru Maharaj said, so you think I'm a fool?
What?
Sridhar Maharaj said, so you think I am a fool?
Yes.
So what is their praise? They are praising him in so many ways, but they are calling him a fool. He said, no, I'm not a fool. And I can see at least they are as sincere as you. And they are coming to hear Harikatha, and I'm giving that. And we are very thankful for that. We were nourished by that and encouraged to follow the ideal more than any formal institutional policy. Institution, as we know, is there to facilitate the ideal. But if it gets in the way of the ideal, then it is no longer meaningful for us. So we try anyway, in our way, we are trying to show some regard for Senior Vaishnava. And therefore we very much, when we heard that Sripad Narayan Maharaj was coming to America immediately, Narasimha Maharaj, he said, he must come to our temple. Our Guru Maharaj would embrace him in every way. So if we are representing him, definitely he must come. So I was in Vrindavan at the time, so I went and invited Maharaj. And so in this way we are trying to follow this principle, showing respect to the higher Vaishnava. And Sripad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj is very high Vaishnava. I have little acquaintance with him personally, but I have studied his books that have come, lecture books, many times. I'm reading those books, and I can understand that he has deep knowledge, and that knowledge is not ordinary knowledge, but that is Rajavidya. Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam. It is the knowledge of, it is the king of knowledge, and it is the knowledge of kings also. So who are those kings? Narayan Maharaj is such a king. In two ways. One way is that the lords, the kings of this world, they are the senses. Manasasthanindriyani prakritisthani kashati. With mind and senses we are struggling. They are ruling. So one, vachu vegam, manaso krodha vegam, jiva vegam, utara pasta vegam, etan vegam, yoga saheta dhira, sarvam api mam prativim sa shishya. The whole prativim becomes the shishya of the person who conquers over these kings of the indriyas and mind. So in this sense, he is a king. But in another sense also, because this is beginning idea, that we will control mind and senses. There is a saying that if you see a hummingbird fly into a lotus, you will become a king. If you see the hummingbird go into the lotus flower, you will become a king. So our Narayan Maharaj is this kind of king. He has this kind of wealth. Because he has seen the hummingbird of Sri Radha enter the lotus of Krishna. This is the ideal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And I am seeing that he is very much preaching on this point. What is the sadhya? And that is very important for us. So we want like that to become rich. King is rich, so you will become wealthy if you see this. If you see the hummingbird of Sri Radha enter the lotus of Krishna. So we are hoping in his good company that we may get some deep insight into this ideal, into his wealth, that he will share that wealth of his heart with us. Kirtananda Narayan Maharaj ki jai.
Maharaj, I spoke for 3 hours this morning.
But yet I want to hear.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Swami Sri Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu Padaya Te Namaha. Guru Vagyam Sarasidaryam Shaktavesha Surupene Hare Krishna Te Matrena Paschatya Paschatarini Vishvachaja Prabhaya Divyakaruna Murtaye Shri Bhagavat Madhurya Gita Jnana Pradayane Gaura Sri Rupa Siddhanta Sarasati Nashevane Radha Krishna Padam Bhoja Ringaya Gurave Namaha Namasistamana Isachiputra Matra Swarupam Tasyadrajam Rupurim Maturim Ustavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhikamadavasam Tato Yasya Prahita Kripaya
Sri Guru Tang Nato Sri
Tang Nato Sri Vancha Bhavaturu Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Govinda
So this morning Maharaj, I spoke to the devotees and I wanted to give them just some general background about your holiness. And I said to them that there will be three unseen guests here this today. Not guests, but there will be three unseen personalities present here. But if we can somehow open our inner vision, we may perceive those persons. And then I told that those persons are our Guru Maharaj, Bhisi Bhakti Dhan Swami Prabhupada, your blessed Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and the Guru Maharaj of quite a few of the people gathered here, Bhakti Dasha Sridharji Goswami Maharaj. And we took the liberty to say that actually in your tour of America in the West, this humble meeting here is one of significant value, because as I mentioned, if Swami Maharaj were here anywhere in the world, he would come and welcome you in your preaching in the West. He would arrange and the relationship between these personalities that I mentioned, our Guru Maharaj, your Guru Maharaj, and our beloved Sridhar Maharaj, they had much intimacy in their life and connection. And they are what? They are the Sishas, they are the representatives of Saraswati Thakur. And we encourage the devotees, as Maharaj said, always give your everything to the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, and especially those who come with the blessing and the grace of Krishna to benedict us. And that so much confusion is there in the world. I say confusion because certainly people are confused because they do things which are detrimental to their Krishna consciousness and the name of Krishna consciousness. And this can only be but to confusion. So one of the things that we suggest is that if we can see to the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, then we can find much harmonizing grace. And we are always happy to inform the devotees that our Guru Maharaj was by far not the only Vaishnava, by far not the only servant of Saraswati. In fact, in reality, he came from the remote section, the remote quarter, from the Grihastha quarter. Saraswati Thakur had many exalted disciples. And these works which are going on today, us here, your coming, our Guru Maharaj having come, Srila Sridhar Maharaj having availed himself to the devotees and preaching, we feel in our heart this is all the desire of Saraswati Thakur. And he's looking up to the lotus feet of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So from here, Krishna consciousness in the Western world begins. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his Parshad devotees. And when our Srila Prabhupada first arrived in New York, he wrote many letters requesting others to come. At that time, he was requesting Shripad Tirtha Maharaj also to come. And we must note that Tirtha Maharaj had many thousand disciples at that time. And had he come, which chair would he have taken? He would have come in the position of Acharya. And Swami Maharaj, he was ready to serve that if they would come for preaching. Of course, Krishna had another plan. He must do some work there alone for some time and carry on the mission. But this type of thing we are emphasizing to the devotees, how to have the proper vision amongst the worldwide community of the Vaishnavas. This morning, can I say something about the phone call? We actually received a phone call from Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj.
Yes.
This morning.
Today,
via his representative through Colombia, but close representatives of his in the Western world. And he expressed that I am very sad to hear how my name, Puri Maharaj's name, is being used against Narayan Maharaj. And he said that all of you should know that our Sripad Narayan Maharaj is Rasik Bhakta in the line of Saraswati Thakur. So, I've said enough. And I'm very, very much happy and honored also to have you as our guest here. Not guest, you are a family member. So this is your home also.
Haribo.
Haribo.
Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj Ki.
Jai.
Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj Ki.
Jai.
Shri Bhakti Purari Maharaj Ki.
Jai.
पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज की
जय,
पूज्यपाद पुरी महाराज की
जय,
पूज्यपाद परम प्रपूज्यपाद श्री स्वामी महाराज की
जय,
हमारे डिसिप्लिक समस्त आचार्य वर्गों की जय, सचिनंदन गौर हरि गौर प्रमाण
हरि।
अज्ञान्ति निरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरगतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिका तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय। आई एम सो ग्लैड टू कम हियर। आई एम रियली रियलाइजिंग हियर व्हाट इस्कॉन इज वन ऑफ फाइट। हियर इज वी आर सीइंग इस्कॉन एंड दिस इज द This is the, I think, that main preaching center of Swamiji. They have so much broad view. Buses should be like this. So I I'm giving so much thanks for and what to tell for Tripurari Maharaj and Sripad Nrisimha Maharaj. They are a bona fide Vaishnava and in their Swamiji line, actually they are in their line. I'm so glad to come in the Western countries. I know that I have not come. But Swamiji, taking my this Sikha and dragged me here. Come on, come on.
Centennial year.
You should see how I have preached. He has given me 300 letters in India when I was there. And he was requesting me to come. And personally he requested me at coming to first time that you should come with me. I'm very bona fide preaching with me. Anyhow, I was serving my holy master and he was not at that time, so I could not join. But I told him that if you are wishing, then one day it will be true and I will have to come. So I am thinking that I have not come, but he has dragged him, my Sikha, brought him. I'm so lucky. I always from my early days in my mutt. I know him from 1946 or 1947. He met me first in Calcutta with my Guruji. And from there we have very good relations. He was so much happy to see me that I was serving my Gurudev very, very closely. And when he came to Mathura, I was there. My Guru was not there, Guru. He came to me and I respected so much, like my Siksha Guru. And I kept him for so many months. He was at that time translating Srimad Bhagavatam. And he has done up to three
canto,
and that was given to Delhi for first printing. And that three books he took with him and Gita only and one kartab, nothing. And he came and he requested me to send all these books, his everything, and also when he will need anything, you'll have to help me. I told that you should order me and I will carry everything what you order. So first he wrote me a letter that he had preaching is going on well on the shore beach in New York. I was doing Kirtan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, and some hippies came first. But I think that they are not hippies, they are hippies. And they were turned actually. Everything he was writing to me, and he requested me to send Mridanga from India and some kartals. And after that letter, he also told me that, send me Gaur Nityananda Pravain Radha Krishna, Sri Vigraha. I followed all orders and I began to laugh when in his one letter he told that send at once 10 kilos of Mathura very
peda,
very sweet peda. Also I 2-3 times when he ordered, I sent all the letters I gave to Satsarup Maharaj to publish. They requested me. But yet I have some in Bengali and Hindi I have. So from very beginning I was serving. I perhaps remember that you are also in Mayapim, Vrindavan. That his last day, he was going to his master. He called for me and I went at once with so many brahmacharis. At first I sent so many brahmacharis, also I went and saw him. And for his message and everything, I ministered there. Last day he told that he took my hands in his hands, perhaps he was here. And he wanted to, that you should sit on my bed. But I told like this and told that, oh, bring another chair. And he is my Siksha Guru, you are my Siksha Guru. He also told something that he told that in preaching something comes that we should not do, but yet for preaching we do. So outwardly, he told them that outwardly I have done some thing that I should not have done. I have told so many things. So you should forgive me. Ataji, you are my Siksha Guru, why? What you have done, it is bona fide and so good. You have done only for preaching. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and Radha Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Gaurav Nityananda. So you have not done anything right. But yet he told. And he told that, you should this convey these things to my all God brothers. One thing I want. I told you, what one? You should order me. He told that I'm going to leave my body now. I know that I will need nobody. So you should by your own hand give my samadhi. There were one Maharaj and so many other his god brothers, so much
learned
and everything. They were more than me. But yet, I know that he has so much belief on me. Up to last day, from beginning to last day, that he requested me to do. I told him that it is my so much fortune that you have ordered me to do. He told also that you will have to manage my Biraha Mahotsav also. I told that I will do everything what you have told. And when I returned, I heard that he has gone to his Prabhu for service, for eternal service he has done. But I know that he is not dead. Where a disciple will call, he will go there, and he is there everywhere, and he is giving inspiration to all those. So I know that he is eternal person, an eternal servant of Radha and Krishna, and also of Chaitanya and Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. So I am so much grateful to Swamiji, my Siksha Guru. He was here and he heard that Narayan Maharaj is coming. I know that who to come to the airport and he would be have embraced me. And I know that he is so much pleased that because he has dragged me here. My mission was that, first mission was that, or this, that he was my Siksha Guru. The foot dust of him, lotus foot dust, where he has kept all has become Maha Maha Tirtha. So he will be pleased, he will be so much pleased. Then when I will go, and he will show me, oh, the, see, in so many, so much less time, short time, all are doing Harinam and Kirtan, everywhere it has been preached. Then he will see that, oh, he is so much pleased. He will say, and then he will be so glad, I know. So I came only to touch the feeders of Mahatirtha Vaish. He has first came to this Western countries, and where went to take the feet dust and to see how he has marvelously has done preaching. He has translated so many books, bona fide books, Srimad Bhagavatam. In the line of Dasdev, Sukadeva Goswami, in the line of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There were so many publications of Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, but they were not bhakti line and they were not bona fide. And anything that. And about 50 languages of the world, richest languages of the world, they have been translated and all are reading. So I have come to see all this and to pay my respect to his lotus feet. I am wondering also, and I am very glad to know that seeing this in this country, so many bona fide Vaishnavas are there. Wherever I went, in Manor, in England, in Holland, in Houston, everywhere I am seeing his so much influence, that what miracle he has done. So, I am so much indebted to him that he has changed all these things. Second, my mission was that I will go, and I know that now 90% bona fide and sincere Vaishnav has been neglected by his own. And they were bound to leave his own. I have come to tell them that you are his own and you will be his own forever. You don't think that I have left and they have what? They have made us to go out of his own. No. You have so much honor for your Gurudev. You have so much honor for Krishna and you are chanting and you are, so you are still in ISKCON and you are bona fide ISKCON. Anyone has not right to take this right. I also think that I am bona fide ISKCON. Anyone has not right to explain from this pure ISKCON. They are all ISKCON. I know that Naradvaj ISKCON. I know that Vyasvaj ISKCON. I know that are all disciples. They have established before Vaishnava Raj Sabha.
This Sabha is
Raj Sabha. And this is the same thing. This is the same thing. So we should take broad views. Honor Vaishnava. A person who is not honoring any Vaishnava, Kanishtha Adhikari, then he is not Vaishnava really. Who is bona fide Vaishnava? Who can honor even a Kanishtha Vaishnava Adhikari? What to tell of Uttam and Madhyam? If they were honoring me, then I would have thought that, oh, they are bona fide honoring their Gurudev. If a dog of my Gurudev or Swamiji comes to me, I honor them. Even they should think that I was a dog of Swamiji, very near and dear. But they have no like this. So you are all Krishna consciousness. Really you are Krishna consciousness. I have come to see and he has begged me to see this. So I tell them, don't be hopeless. You are bona fide Krishna. Go on doing. Anyone has not tried this to explain. We will discuss all these things. I have not to tell so much things. I have come to only glorify Swamiji and glorify our the disciplic orders and to tell something about why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So I'm telling so many Harikatha that first we should decide what is our goal and then process how we can. Like Chaitanya Chaitanya, Krishna Das Kavriyaj Goswami, he has fixed the goal in Adi 4, very beginning. And after that, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami have told how this process is. So we should know our goal, what is our goal. And then we should finalize or to establish what is our process to have. Today is so late. I want that all Vaishnavas should take prasadam. And you should all be merciful to me that you should request Swamiji that he should be merciful, so, so merciful to me, and he will be glad. I'm thinking that here he is singing to sing me, and he is so glad. And if he was there, he would have come to me and embraced me also. Oh, come on, and sing. Go, now you should take your prasadam. The Purari Maharaj had done one kirtan, very little.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Telling that what Rupa Goswami has told in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and especially in Ujjvala, and for explanation of him, Rupa Goswami wrote Lalit Madhava and Vidarbha Madhava. And Raghunath Das Goswami has wrote some books. After that, Krishna Das Goswami has written books. They are in some same way. Jiva Goswami told from Siddhanta and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur told in Rasa Vichara, but both were same. The Bhakti Vinod Thakur has reconciled in Ujjval Nimnani that slope. There is a one slope there. So we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jiva Goswami slope.
Jiva Goswami, no. Rupa Goswami is slow, but he has done explanations of that it seems that he was Swakiya Bhava.
Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami. It seems outwardly.
Right.
But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and all has reconciled it. That for those who are not bona fide of these qualifiers. For them, he told Sukhya Bhava. Those who are not bona fide,
Jiva Goswami wrote something, it seems outwardly, externally, that he was Swakiya Bhakti. Very bona fide, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and other story that Jiva Goswami cannot tell against Rupa Goswami. They have reconciled, especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Brahma Sangita. He has explained all these things.
Very,
very bona fide. He told that Babaji, in a different time only today, Lalita group and Babaji group. Anyone comes, they don't know ABCD, anything of any tattva, jiva tattva, krishna tattva, bhagavat tattva,
maya tattva,
maya tattva. Even if any very new bona fide, uneducated person, and they gave Gopi Bhav.
Siddha Pranam.
That is, they called Siddha Pranam, we don't call. That is, you are Lalita, you are Vishakha, you are all these things, silly things. And after some time, they search any widow or anything, and they go to hell. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that. At first, Sambhavita, and he will know all the facts. Then, Diksha will be there. And after that, if the Shraddhai is matured to Nishtha matured to Ruchi, and Ruchi matured to Asakti, at that time he goes to Gurudev. And then anything is coming Shuddha Sattva from upside, from Subal Siddham or Mother Yashoda and
Nanda
Baba or from Gopis. And a greed comes. Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavitam Apitulyatam Totipiti Lakrati Tattva Laulyam Apimu. This Laulya comes. And gradually by hearing all Chaitanya Chaitamrita and the books of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanatha Bhakti Thakur Prabhupada Maharaj, a greed comes. And Greece going, and hearing, reading, it becomes thief. Then he is qualified to take that. If agrees that I will follow Subal Siddham, I want to follow, means I want to serve Krishna like Subal was doing, like gopis, I want to serve. So, there were two disciples from Navadvi. They went to Babaji, Vishnu Das,
Vijay Kumar,
and
Brajanath.
First, Brajanath was going, and after that, Vijay Kumar. After that, they went to Turi, to Gopal Guru, and Dhyan Chandra Guru. Brajanath went to up to Sakharash.
Subal Sakha,
on the line of Subal Sakha. Otherwise it will be Mayabad.
Angrahopasana.
And he saw his Gurudev like Baladev Prabhu or Subal. And Vijay Kumar, again in alone he went to Gopal Guru. Went on questioning and hearing. And he told that I want to serve Krishna Radha Kanjura in the mood of gopis. Then he told that he gave benedictions and he told that you can see your guru like that. And then he gave something, and they at once saw and became friendly. They were qualified. And that is in Jaiva Dharma. We follow Jaiva Dharma for all these things. So in this condition, in this qualification, when they will have great, very secret things, and then they can have some discourses from the Gurudev, and actually the mood will come from outside. Then Sthayi Bhava will come. They will know Sthayi Bhava, Ibhava, Shakti, and Desu. And how it can be bhakti rush. We can know Sthayi Bhava, Vibhava, Anubhava, Vyabhichari, but it will not be. Bhakti, Srila Rupa Goswami has described all these things. But he has not told how all this mixing becomes rush. This thing especially has done Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in his books, in his Stavavali, and especially in Vishakhanandan Stotra, in Kya Kushmavali?
Vilap Kushmanjali.
Vilap Kushmanjali, Braja Stava.
Braja Vila Stava.
In all these things. And day and night, this is difficult. So very matured state, as Bhakti Vinod Thakur has stated, so the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami told us. If it was not, then why he was Nainamanjari? Why Bhakti Vinod Thakur was Kamalmanjari? Why? For separate bhajan is and the talk. When all anarth, aparad, anarth, everything will go away. And something coming, that is called Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva, removed in gopis or Yashodama or Sukal Sattva, all his friends. By following them, some comes, that is Ladini and Sambit Mish. That is called bhava. Then the descent and the pure heart and qualified Vaishnava. And then first becomes a sthayi bhava, then alamban, uddipan, vishayalamban, ashayalamban. Then it becomes a rush. So qualified person, our object is that very thick bad thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only came for bhakti rasa. Anarpita chari mutya, samarpayitam unnatottama rasa, svabhakti sriyam, not ujjwal rasa, he came to give this. No, he cannot give, because he did it. Property of only Srimati Radha, not Ujjwal Rasa. But he can give not Ujjwal Rasang Swabhakti Sriyam. Swabhakti means Swamane Radhika, herself. Krishna Swa. Swa means
own.
Own, yeah.
Who is one of Krishna? Srimati Radha. And he is Bhakti. His, all these modes are topest. Anyone cannot have this mode. Sriyam, Shobha,
beauty.
What is that beauty? Srimati Radhika is Kripa. And all gopis are lips. Mahadev, perhaps you have read about this. So if after that the Manjaris, if webs of air comes, then devotees do like this. This is beauty. Means when conjugal are there, then Rupa Manjari and all Rupa Goswami, Rati Manjari, they serve Srimati Radhika. So these are the Sri of Srimati Radhika. And they are non-different to Srimati Radhika, Kaya Duba. But they are Sri, Shobha, beauty of Srimati Radhika. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to it is a part of not Ujjwala Rasa. It can be given to not Sri Radhika. They think that thing. And qualified it can be given and they will have.
But they are preaching Manjari Bhava.
Lataman, something wrong there. Wrong is this, that unmatured persons, they don't know anything, and he used to be opposite of the Bhakti Siddhanta Sasana.
Criticizing.
Gopad Nathar criticizes. Gandhi told that those who are unmatured, they should. Otherwise they will be sahajiya. And this is called sahajiya. They take some things, clothes like gopis,
nose ring
and all these things.
But people like Panamsudas Babaji, Janaji,
they were first in Gaudiya Mat.
Anantasavaji.
Right.
But they are now.
So why they left?
And they give this, like that person.
You mean they give cheaply?
No, this gopi bhava to unqualified person.
A little insignificant person.
And sometimes she follows Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I know. He was first in Gaudiya Math. And after that, by the influence of Ananta, Vasudev, you know,
yes.
Who became
Puri.
Puri. Not Puri Maharaj now. His son died. So, is that. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, or Guru Maharaj, or Kari Maharaj, by totally following Srila Bhakti Siddhanta.
This is the main thing, giving to unqualified people.
And
what are they giving?
So these are our rules. Goswami, what has given? It is our topmost thing. But if something, by reading and by hearing something else, we should pray like only, not going further. If that mood will come from upside, then Vishuddha. That is called Vishuddha Sattva. If it is coming, then have you read Jaina Dharma?
Several times. I will read many more times. Someone has given me one book, Manjari Swarup Nirupena. One man, he has translated.
It is from Ananta.
It is from Punjabi Haridas Babaji.
Oh, his guru.
Yeah, Manjari Swarup Nirupena. I have read it. It is very accurate description of Rasa and Manjari Bhav and so forth. And I am looking what is Where is the difference from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati?
There is different.
Yeah.
Otherwise not different. Only. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, has tried best that we should not go involved in all anarchs. Otherwise the thing is that what Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told, what Rupa Goswami has told, what Rupa Goswami has told. You know that...
That they will say, Sukadeva Goswami has said, Pati Param Pati Labdha Kamam Krit Roga Mashpatam.
Okay, this is true.
From Shraddha. So we have Shraddha, why wait till...
No. When the Vishuddha Sattva will come, then we will follow this. Ashtakaviya, Lila and all other things. This should go in process. Get it a process. Like them. I think that they don't know Jiva Tattva, Bhagavata Tattva, anything. They try and they, most of them are sorry. So here. Feather that thing. But we are eagerly waiting. So, it comes to itself.
What is then, what becomes the position of a devotee who is doing so many practices, so many kirtan, so much japa, but he's not favoring that thing. But no. He's not favoring, he's denying that thing.
Like his form.
Well, yeah, exactly, but there are maybe...
We should do, like, Valmiki. He was not qualified for telling Ram Ram. Maram Ram Ram. But Narada was bona fide guru. And he... By the order of Narada Goswami, he sat down and began to chant this name and after a long time he was there, nothing to do. And everything came in his samadhi, like that. And then he wrote Ramayana. He never went to his school, college or anywhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also told by this. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Shraddha and Shraddha, everything will be received by this name. But always you should try to be in superior class of bona fide sadhus. Otherwise name will not go out.
Swami Maharaj, his preaching here was like that also. You go on with Krishna Nam.
But it was beginning.
No, but yes, it was beginning. But he also told, and you avoid aparad.
Yes.
Because the aparad will check that natural progress.
Yes, yes.
One need not be very learned. Maybe one has no capacity. But purity can come, and then that desirable thing can descend, but an aparad is there. And whenever giving diksha or harinam, Swami Maharaj is always telling what are 10 offenses,
yeah.
And especially one offense. And daily, devotees there reciting there are 10 offenses to the holy name of Krishna, Bhakti, 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 Bhakti. They are reciting, but not caution about it.
Papaji is not telling there are two kinds of, we are telling that there are two kinds of goats, imitation goat and actual goat. they are making that artificial goal that this is Deity. We were telling that first be Brahmachari, you read all the Shastras, you should be in the association of bona fide Krishna, not doing offenses. After that you should go for, you should cross the anarths. There are so many anarths. Sarubram, Asat Krishna, Hridaya Dhruvalya, Aparad, and after that, if there is no offense, even some offenses are there. Lai, Pramad,
Vikshep, Abhutipatti, Asai, Rasasvar,
and after that also there are something. But there,
Sukriti Uttha,
Sukriti Uttha, Duskriti Uttha, Aparad Uttha, Bhakti Uttha, all these are, we should cross and then that will come. We should wait for it. Greed maybe may come when there is Shraddha. But it should be thick and then it will be good. Mature and then automatically that will come and we should. We should try to follow that Shloka. As a man ke dwara Bhagwan hai, Bhagwan ki jab kripa hoti hai tabhi.
अर्थात विदेव पदान मुझे देव
शुक्राचल फंक्शन भाई बहुत लर्निंग से विद्या से बुद्धि से
न बुद्धा न चटी
ऑफ उपनिषद दैट ट्रेन कृष्ण थिंक्स दैट यम एव एष विणुते तेन लब्ध विणुते तन्नो स्वा
नायमात्मा प्रवचन प्रवचन न लब्ध न मिथया न बहुना श्रुति न जमी गई सदृणति न लब्ध तस्य आत्मा विद्रुति के निशान
एस्पेशली दिस रागानुगा भक्ति इज कृपा क्षेत्र आइदर इट विल कम बाय द कृपा मर्सी ऑफ कृष्ण और हिज एसोसिएट्स We can have some greed. This is our effect or effect. And then kripa of any of the two will drain this, that it will come. Like Yashoda was biting Krishna. She could not bite. When Krishna saw that my mother is so much
tired,
sweats are coming, कृपया सीत सबंधने कृपया बाय द कृपा ऑफ कृष्ण कृष्ण वाज टाइटेड अदरवाइज बाय नॉट बाय यशोदा ही वाज बाय एंड ही टोल्ड दैट एट टुडे आफ्टर दैट डे फॉर होल लॉन्ग इयर्स फॉर इयर्स फॉर होल
लाइफ
आई विल बाय दिस वाज यशोदा And Krishna saw Parishad at once. So both should be there. Our greed and our tendency of waiting and Krishna or his essence. Then Vishuddha Sat will come and then come. But we should try something. How to achieve this? Everything is in favor. Then we can follow and read Bhakti Rasami Srimad Bhagavatam, the books of Raghunath Das Krishna. We can pray Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi, Najivami Tvayabhim, Iti Vijnaya Radhim, Pangne Mam Charanam Tijna, O Radhe, I am yours. I will die if you will not have. We can chant like Namami Nandanandam. We can pray Radhe Jai Jai Namasubhi. Josamati Nandana Vrajavarnada Gopularandiyam. We should know the meaning and everything in this thing, in this. You know that Kirtan? That so many things are there, I just topics, all are there. Like Padamba Kanan, Rasa Parayan, Binda Bipina Nivasi, Jamuna Jivana Keli Parayan, Manasa Chandra Chakur. Anything cannot be more higher than this. Yamuna Jivan. What is the Yamuna Jivan? Yamuna skins were there on Yamuna, bank of Yamuna. And those who are feeling so much separation are going to take water from there, not for water, but to make, to see Krishna. And they are loving each other. That is called Yamuna Jivan. Keli Parayan, Manasa Chandra Chakura, Nam Sudharasa Kao Krishna Jasa. Rakha Vachana Manamon. Yes, everything Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given. Like Rupa Goswami given, gave, and Raghunath, everything. And Jiva Goswami told that all. Don't think that all are to do for everyone. Be qualified and then enter. So Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was like Jiva Goswami. This is.
Jiva Goswami said that in Krishna Sandarbha I have given Siddhanta. And in Gopal Champu, now I am giving poetry. But in Gopal Champu, he is giving also Sakya. It appears.
It appears. But when we will see by the eyes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishwanatha Chakra, so much like it. And they were realized so, not like us. So we should follow Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then we will see. In the same line everything. Same line, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Same line.
Maharaj, in that Samriddhiman Sambho. So people are saying that Swakya is necessary.
By Siddhanta, for Siddhanta Swaki, because nothing is outside of Krishna.
Right.
So everything is Swaki, by Tattva. But for Vilas, expansion of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika has become all the gopis. Lalitab, Shakha, Chitra, all Rupa Nandari, and also Chandravali, Shyamala, Bhadra. These are the mode of one mood of Srimati Radhika. Expansion.
Bodily expansion.
They are not jeev. Nitya Siddha jeev, they were not. They are different. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, don't try to reconcile all these things by mind. No, never. You should chant more. You should hear Harikatha from bona fide Vaishnavas, read all these things, always praying that then you can easily reconcile everything. Otherwise, mental exercise will not do. Very simple. And this is Sahaja, mental exercise, imitation. We should try and pray for them. We have heard that the Rishi Chara Gopi, Dandakaranya. That this mode, and when they saw Ramchandra, that mode was so much thick. And there to do thousands of years this practice. And we want in a moment, this is Sahajiya. The very legal process. I have heard that in any Puran, that Krishna and Arjuna were going anywhere.
Krishna
and Arjuna.
Arjuna.
From Indraprastha. They were coming anywhere. And Krishna told in the middle, why? That I am thirsty. Bring water. Arjuna went, searched water, and he saw that birds are coming from this side. So he took the earth and went that side. He saw that Jamuna was flowing very good. Water was so pure, so beautiful, festival. He went there to take water in his pot. He saw that very old lady who was there. She was going to sit. So old. Hairs were all
grey.
Grey. Grey not but white.
Grey means impakali grey bole.
And when he went, he stood up, stand up there, and he beat Karikama, Arjuna. After some time, she opened her eyes, then he did Sastan, not for that reason. Yes, he asked you a question. Who are you? What are you? She told that I am one Richa of faith and I am practicing that Gopi mode, far Gopi mode. And from wax bucks I am doing this. I have an inspiration in mind that Krishna will come so soon after this years. And he will give his mercy. And then I will do so fast. Arjuna took the water and went to Krishna. And Krishna heard this advancing, sat on the chariot and spoke. So this lady with Pranak. Aradhana. That Srimati Radhika should take my name in her register so that I may be less Palmodas. Now that come, I know that my historical and all this thing, Aradhana is there. And he gave a wish that yes. And I said, listen, yes. See, I understand. And we want in a moment.
Yes, from Quran?
Yes. So, if you are not following, then we are Sahajiya. And different to them. Like them. And if you are in Bhakti Vinod Thakur line, and this line, then we are going on the process. So this is...
How shall we understand the Guru from Bhakti Vinod Thakur?
Huh?
How shall we understand Vipin Bihari Goswami?
He has only one time in Bhakti. Chaitanya Chaitanya has written also. But he always follows
Jagannatha.
This is Bhagavad Parampara.
Siksha Guru Parampara.
Siksha. Not Siksha Guru Parampara.
Bhagavad
Parampara. If the Diksha Guru is bona fide, we can choose how he was doing all these things. Everything. His mode, his character, his doing bhajan, everything we will figure out. This is Bhagavad. Not only Siksha, but Siksha is important. this is how. Like Haridasa Thakur has no guru. Raramanand, we know that he was whose disciple? Sarup Damoda, he was a disciple of merely a Mayavadi of Banaras, who was only Brahmachari, this was given. So, like Raghunath Das Goswami, he has two kinds of faith. One to his bona fide, that guru, Diksha guru. He was also bona fide. He was in the line of Advaita Acharya. And then he came in the hands of Sarup Damodar. And then he again came to Rupa Goswami hands. And he is Rupa Goswami. Diksha guru. He thinks that Rupa Goswami is so, so senior and so bona fide. That's like this. You know Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Who was his guru? He has not told anywhere. We wish that he was. Ei Shiksha no Chhay Guru, Amar Shiksha Guru Ji Amar.
Ei Chhay Guru, Shiksha Guru Ji Amar, Tasavar Padpad Me Koti Namaskar.
This is Bhagavad Parampara. Underneath, when we are Kanishtha Bhikkhu, we follow that Shishya Parampara, not Guru Parampara. And when a man comes in the rightly in Madhyam Adhikari, then he can follow Bhagavad. In Bhagavad Parampara, Diksha Guru and all these things are conclusive, including all these things, Diksha Guru. Very deep things. So we should not decide. We'll have to do something and gradually come. We can have a greed. Greed is not controlled. It is not from Shastra. It will come from the hearing, bona fide hearing. And that is right process. And if he comes and becomes bona fide, then he chooses how to have this thing. Then he will see Shastra, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, how they have done. Sankhya Purvakanam Dhanmatidhi Kalam Shanti. All these things. And after that, He Radhe Vijade Vite Chalavite Vandusuni. They will follow. All these are for wealth. All these are for us, not for Sahajiya Babaji.
Some Babaji's.
Yes.
Sorry.
Sorry. And they have no dress or anything. Contradictory, like in on the bank of Manshi Ganga in Govardhan, there was a Babaji thing from Govardhan. What was his name?
Oh,
my name is
Chilo.
Yes, Chilo. Yes,
Chilo.
Anything. He was so bona fide, and he actually used to read Jaiva Dharma always. Following properly, no invite.
Gauriya Sampradaya, any Sampradaya. And he loves Gauriya Sampradaya so much.
He used to also give so much respect and honor to Bhakti Siddhanta. Now he has gone. He was about 100 years.
Maybe last year he.
That's an interesting question about Babaji issues. Did Saraswati Thakur, did he ever give
Babaji,
yes.
Vish?
Yes, yes. Or Guru Maharaj has told, we have seen that Vaishnava Das Babaji Maharaj.
Vaishnava.
Yes. And another also. Or Guru Maharaj has given Babaji Vish. Tirtha Maharaj has given this Vish. Sauti Maharaj has given this. Babaji.
So, the Tridandi Goswami, he is sometimes giving Babaji Vish.
Yes. Both are same.
Right, same
mantra.
Same mantra. Only this red cloth and the Vesha of Sannyasi and Babaji are saying that thing.
Door
coping. Not this and all these things. Door coping is made. It has pratishtha. Not all these clothes. Danda and that door coping. And same mantra. Gopi bhava. If anyone has received the Gopi bhava, this mantra from his Gurudev. This is Gurudev is telling that you should follow this. Understand?
Yes.
So we should follow. Our aim should be that Gopi bhava. And we should try from beginning. Who has received this? But we should wait for that stage. But greed will be from beginning.
You once told in Mathura, on Swami Maharaj's sannyas anniversary,
yes,
you told in one assembly, unless one has got the hankering for Gopi Bhava, should not take sannyas.
Yes.
Then, maybe 5-10 sannyasis, they had some complaint. But they are chanting Gopi Bhava. They are chanting Gopi Bhava mantra for maybe 25 years. But when you told them, yeah, Gopi Bhava should be your ultimate goal,
yeah, yes,
they lodged some complaint.
Because they are not qualified? This is the thing. This Gopal mantra actually is given. But they are not hankering. And what is Gopal? Gopi Jana Vallabhaya Swaha. This is thing. Swaha means from and myself. How this I am offering myself in the relation to that. Now I have relation to Krishna. He is my Gopi Vallabha. He is my Vallabha.
But Govinda is also there.
The first stage.
Krishna.
Krishna and Madan Mohan. Sambandha. Then if you are offering Krishna, then it comes Govinda like service. Abhidheya. Still Abhidheya is there. And after Abhidheya is matured, then Prayojan comes. Then he is controlled by gopis. Otherwise. Same thing, but advanced stage, that advanced stage. And last, in marriage we'll have Sambandha. And this relation will never cut off. If Guru is bona fide and he sees that in his soul the in seed there is potency of that more, then he should be. And he is not seeing and realizing that he is not bona fide to me. Also this is Sahajya Bhava. A Guru must see what is in that seed. Yes. So it has been told, if he is not qualified, you should not give Diksha Mantra to them. It will be Mama Parat. Sometimes we are doing. And that is why when we chant Krishna name, no tear, no heart melting, nothing comes. Pulukar nichitam bhatu bhagda tavanam grahman. When a day we ashram from the Vaishnava and we become alone and trust. When they are telling Harikatha, yourself. They are chopped. I've seen my Gurudev also. When he was glorifying his Gurudev and telling something, he can be chopped and beat and he could not speak a word. Then he used the words. I came in 46 and I met with
46, 7.
Last of 46, last in December. I have associated with so many disciples of Srila Devi Maharaj, Nikha Maharaj, Nini Maharaj,
Vaikhanas
Maharaj,
Goswami
Maharaj,
Giri Maharaj,
Giri Maharaj,
Shoti Maharaj,
Pan Maharaj, especially I mean Shikhar Maharaj, all Puri Maharaj from 47 from Puri Maharaj. I have served so much. I used to take his Lota Dhoti and
cloth
to Ganges, and we have so many discourses. And that is why from the beginning he's bestowing his mercy to me, even today. When I write any book, I first get to meet him. And so many people. And with myself. Have you written any book? Have you written any book?
Please ask me.
Ask me. All the time. And get me that part of that. In their presence are Madhava Maharaj, he, and so many. They used to tell me that, oh, you should say Haridama. Goswami Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, Giri Maharaj, all that. And they told, used to tell that, you should tell in Hindi. And I used to tell from Dashmul Tattva. And explain all this. They used to become very glad.
Maharaj, you also know Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj.
Yes, he was with several years.
But many people say he is lacking Shakti Rasa.
No, he has told to me. Mm-hmm. He has told to me.
He told me.
Personally. Personally. No harm. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, there were so many persons
like this.
So many.
But now Gauri Sampradaya does not speak about that very much.
Because we are not qualified. Chant Harinam and pay prasad and sleep and do not. Not to see in books, very rare are. There are not it is right, but there are. They have not time to do all these things. They are preaching solid books.
What kind of book?
Like Gautama Das Babaji Maharaj, Loknath Das Goswami, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all Prabhupada, they are solid, then they are preaching. They have realized, and then they are.
Jivan Sarthakvada Kuri Parvati.
Not like us, that we have nothing, no realization, nothing, and we are. Well, selling books here and there, and quarreling for money and women and what, I don't know. Sometimes whole sister becomes opposite to Gurudev and quarreling with Gurudev and refusing that you are not my Gurudev and goes to others and others, they fall, they go other, they fall also. Like
three,
this.
Three, four times.
Hmm. just to do your all these things as usual.
Yes.
Anything which is going on.
Now there is Sundarakti.
Sundarakti.
Yes. Then we sing Prabhupada style.
Yes.
Then Tosi Puja. And then if you would come speak.
Today?
If you want to rest.
Today I will rest. In morning at 7. I will try.
Morning 7:30.
Yes.
We sing Yasomati Nandan and Jai Sati Nandan Suru Muni Vandan. Then class.
Then there will be class, I will go and here comes the boat. And also I will come something.
No, you will talk. I am always talking. We always speak. We want to hear you speak.
My voice is
you will speak.
Yes. You have talked? By mood?
John.
What is going on?
Party. So you are on. They're traveling very difficult.
Airplane is very difficult.
Airplane.
This is especially I've had some heart problem. Very, very, that's so much care.